Governor Patrick is getting the opportunity to name his third justice to the 7-person State Supreme Judicial Court. Chief Justice Margaret Marshall is retiring from the state's highest court in October to spend more time with her husband, who has Parkinson's disease. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that Marshall's legacy is strongly linked with a court decision she wrote in 2003 that remains much talked about today.
Chief Justice Margaret Marshall is best known for writing the landmark decision that changed marriage in America. She and three other justices ruled that Massachusetts could not deny same-sex couples the right to marry. Yesterday, Mary Bonato, the lawyer who won that case, says part of what made that decision stand out is the language Marshall used.
Which says, the Massachusetts Constitution affirms the dignity and equality of all individuals. It forbids the creation of second-class citizens. You know, those are words that I had never before seen in a judicial opinion about gay people. So I think that court was fearless.
And according to Congressman Barney Frank, the decision allayed people's fears of gay marriage.
It gave people a chance to see the reality of same-sex marriage and gave us a chance to refute the arguments about how terrible the reality would be. The problem with these things is we get into a kind of a catch-22. You can't enact something like same-sex marriage until you've reduced the prejudice against it, but you can't reduce the prejudice against it until you can show the reality of it. So what Justice Marshall did, Chief Justice Marshall, was to break that cycle.
When Marshall was asked yesterday how she feels about people seeing gay marriage as her legacy, she gave the kind of answer you'd expect from a judge.
On the day that the Goodlatch case was argued, our courtroom was packed. There were hundreds of people in the courtroom. And as I recall, the case was scheduled the first on the list.
But there were also people waiting to hear arguments in the next case. And for them, Marshall said, that next case was just as important. Across the country, the gay marriage decision unleashed accusations of judicial activism. Marshall was dismissive of that expression, judicial activism.
It is a buzzword, and I think it's often attached to opinions where the person who's making the claim that it's activist doesn't agree with the outcome.
Marshall surprised her colleagues on the bench when she phoned them before making her public announcement. One of those colleagues, Justice Robert Cordy, described what it's like to work with her.
She can be an aggressive questioner. She really has a way of getting to the core and the nub of the issue that we really have to decide. So she's fun to be on the bench with.
Here she is in 2006, drilling Assistant Attorney General Peter Sachs. His boss, Tom Riley, had determined that a ballot initiative overturning gay marriage was constitutional.
What concerns me is the entire structure and the reason why one has an independent judiciary, which is to protect certain groups of people. It is at the core of what makes the United States different from parliamentary supremacy, for example.
Absolutely.
So to read and interpret what is happening, essentially it seems to me that what the Attorney General has substituted is a system of parliamentary supremacy, namely the will of the majority always trumps.
No, I would resist that, Your Honor.
More than any other justice on the court, Marshall challenges the arguments of attorneys. In October, the court loses that incisive intellect. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.